It's been almost 2 years since Israel started a bombing campaign in Gaza following the Hamas-led attack on October 7, 2023. That attack killed close to 1,200 people in Israel. Thousands more were injured, and 251 people were taken hostage by Hamas. Since then, more than 66,000 Gazans have been killed in the war. Independent surveys estimate the actual death toll in Gaza is much higher. And Israel's bombing has also destroyed much of the territory, where more than 2 million people still live. In the midst of that wreckage, three Milwaukee residents have made the trip to the Palestinian territories to offer help where they can and check in on loved ones. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez brings us their stories as they recorded audio diaries of their journeys. They documented what they witnessed firsthand. A warning, there are graphic descriptions of violence and sounds of war in this story.
For almost 2 years, Gaza has been in the headlines. The bombings and destruction have all been live-streamed digitally nonstop, so it might be easy for some people to put it to the side and not pay attention. But for three people from Milwaukee, it meant moving closer and helping where they could.
Nasser Hospital, the hospital I went to when I was in Gaza, is truly the last functioning hospital in Gaza.
This is Aziz Rahman. He's a doctor from Milwaukee, and he spent 2 weeks in June volunteering at Nasser Hospital in Gaza.
Obviously, there are other hospitals and field hospitals, but they are not functioning at the capacity that a major hospital for a country should be running at.
Aziz says this has to do with Israel blocking medical supplies to other hospitals to the north. He says it was difficult to not just sleep, but rest, because Nasser Hospital was nonstop busy. Even early on, you can hear how mentally exhausted he is in his diary tape.
I have so much reflections that I would love to share, but the common theme is people are hungry here. There's no food and everyone's depressed. And at the end of the day, they just rely on God to keep them going. And it's been the most amazing experience of my life. All right, man, I'm just really pensive right now. It's at nighttime, 11 p.m. Long day today, just helping different specialties out. I'm trying to figure out how I can help best.
As rough as the nights were, the days were worse.
As you can imagine, I was excited to start the day, and suddenly the alarm started ringing, which means that there's another mass casualty event as per scheduled for the opening of the aid. It's very not sustainable.
He's talking about the humanitarian drop-off aid sites, which some human rights orgs have called killing fields.
I've never seen anything like this in my existence. It was just absolute chaos. Hundreds of people coming in, and families are bringing bodies in, just putting them on the floor, all headshots from the Israeli soldiers. It's like direct shots. There's no rational, moral, ethical explanation for this. It's just disgusting, and it's real.
Aziz calls the aid drop-off sites a farce. To be blunt, the stories he shared are just too graphic for me to share them, and there are too many to choose from. But his whole purpose in going to Gaza was to be able to help, provide some assistance, use his expertise. And in Nasser Hospital, he found that calling. But he also found nightmares. Just a few days later, there was another mass casualty event at a distribution site.
I mean, it's just like a assembly line of death. And while all this is happening, you just look above and you hear this drone buzzing, tanks shooting, machine guns gunning, snipers sniping in the distance. And who comes in after those? Civilians, little children, women, young men. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. It literally doesn't make any sense. And only 30, 50 years later is the world finally going to wake up and say, yeah, that was genocide. Let's not do that again. Until, of course, in another 50 years, they do it again. I mean, this is absolutely insanity.
Israel denies genocide, and many media organizations like NPR do not label what's happening. However, a UN human rights inquiry just determined that this is, in fact, genocide. For Aziz Rahman, even though he was gone for only 2 weeks, he's not sure how much of himself returned.
That piece was produced by WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez.